80 degrees outside here in Champaign-Urbana. I'm Steve Mork, and now joined by Logan Kimmel to give us an update on all things agriculture. How are things looking this morning, Logan?
Hey, we're doing all right. Thanks for having me. Grain market's a little bit lower here today. There's quite a few negotiations over the weekend, as well as a weather model change across the board here. So it does have the corn market down. September corn down 12 at 452 and a quarter. December corn down 12 and a quarter at 475 and a quarter. Soybeans down sharply as well. September soybeans down 39 and a quarter at 1201. November down 39 at 1214 and a half. Big mover in the soybean meal here today. September soybean meal futures down almost 11 at 319.90. And October down 11.30 at 319. Wheat market's fairly quiet. September Chicago wheat down 2 3/4 at 675 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat September down 2 at 743 and a quarter. Again, U.S. and Iran peace talks really easing the geopolitical tensions. Crude and ag markets dropped sharply last night on these headlines into this morning. So the White House has said it's paused attacks against Iran over the weekend. The end of a two-week run of nightly attacks sent the crude prices tumbling lower overnight, and obviously the grain and oilseeds followed. That has the September WTI futures down 5 at 84.25, October down 4 at 81.12. We also have big movers here in the RBOB and the heating oil energy markets, setting a narrative here for the week. In combination with that, the Black Sea, Russia, and Ukraine continue to exchange attacks, but there is some talk about diplomatic options allowing grain shipments to resume through that region. So the bottom line here is that the geopolitical tensions have eased again for now. It easily could change again, but for now, the traders are assuming ship traffic through these regions will increase back up again, allowing the flow of energies and grain to move less restrictive. In combination with that, we had the weather models sort of change here over the weekend. This morning's GFS model shows above normal rainfall for the U.S. Corn Belt during the next 7 days. Temperatures are slated to remain above normal in the West, although there's now some relief in sight given a more moderate temperature outlook during that 8 to 14 day period. So a shift in the weather pattern is a large part of this morning's sell-off. There were also some reports of rain and heavy, heavy winds in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota on Sunday. We had a CFTC report that was released on Friday for the week ending Tuesday, July 21st. So large money managers were net buyers, about 45,000 corn contracts, funds, also bought 52,000 soybean contracts. And lastly, they were buyers of about 16,000 Chicago wheat contracts on the week. This morning's sell-off is likely unwinding of later purchases or net longs added into last week, with the narrative flipping here in the grains. As we jump to the livestock, we did have the headline of the U.S.-Mexico border looking to reopen here next month. That was announced after the close on Friday that the Douglas, Arizona port of entry will reopen to Mexican cattle imports on August 24th. There's also plans to open a few additional ports in New Mexico. So this border has been closed since November of 2024. And this headline, in combination with the neutral cattle on feed on Friday, is causing the nearby weakness here in the cattle markets. Right now, we've got the September feeders currently lower at 527 at 336.12. In the live cattle, the October live cattle down $1.70 at 220.80. The hog markets are also lower. October hogs down $1.35 at 87.65. This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.